Tomorrow is GIS Day, Geographic Information Systems. USC professor Dr. Darren Riddell and his students are scheduled to launch a mapping balloon in honor of the worldwide annual celebration. He joined us in the studio earlier today to tell us about what makes this balloon so special.
A balloon can be extremely helpful in capturing aerial imagery. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do the balloon. A GoPro camera will be attached to it, and it's going to be set at a time lapse of 2-second intervals. So every 2 seconds, it's capturing an image. We're going to send it up on campus and capture, you know, imagery of the campus. And so this is extremely helpful in terms of getting, you know, immediate data on a survey area. And so this was conducted in the Gulf Coast right after the BP oil spill, and it's been a great survey tool. Having, you know, immediate imagery of an area to develop a response plan can be extremely helpful.
And so since there hasn't been a disaster here, what exactly would be using that information
yeah.
for?
Yeah, well, it's also a proof of concept. You know, in case there is a disaster, you know, we have the skills and the expertise to go out and to implement that right away.
Who built this balloon? How was it built? Give us all the details.
This balloon, we ordered this balloon, you know, online. It's from a public lab. And so public lab is basically a citizen science group. You know, we got it online. It's, you know, maybe $100, you know, and so anyone can do it.
The size. Tell us about the size.
So it's a weather balloon that's used for capturing atmospheric data. And so we send it up. And, you know, the balloons can actually go a pretty high elevation. We're going to fill it up with helium. And at maximum capacity, it gets to, you know, around 10 feet in diameter. And so it's actually a pretty big balloon.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cool. So we send it up. We have a little instrument that the GoPro camera attaches to. And then, you know, we'll send it up, capture the imagery, bring it back down. And then we can download and process that data, you know, real time, just right away.
So how high is the balloon going to go?
It'll probably be around, you know, 400, 500 feet.
Oh, wow. Are there any unusual circumstances that you guys are anticipating? Like maybe a bird flying into anything like that?
Birds can fly into it. One time we sent it up and, you know, I was out with my students. I was like, all right, let's stay away from this building. Next thing you know, there's a big gust storm. It smashed the balloon into the building, but the balloon didn't pop. So we were happy about that.
That was Dr. Darren Riddell talking to us about the launch of the mapping balloon over USC's campus. It happens tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Alumni Park, and those who can't make it to the event can follow the balloon's progress on Twitter using the hashtag USCGIS Day.